comes from Chandra. Chandra's out of Weeki Wachee. It says, hey, Freak Show, loving the show so much. You guys keep me laughing all morning long. I have a secret that almost no one knows, and a lot of people are going to be shocked. I had to share it with my people. I've been hiding the fact that I am 8 months pregnant. I haven't told more than 4 people, including my mother and father, my sister, and my best friend. That is it. I've kept my belly off of all of my social media. And I'm not doing a shower because I don't want the attention. This is my first child, and I'm very excited, but at the same time, I'm overwhelmed and don't want nosy people up in my business. I guess part of it is I don't want all of the questions about the father and if we're together, and the answer is no, and the second part is mind your business. This is going to be a surprise for everyone when I pop up like, boom, by the way, here's my baby. But I see celebrities do it all the time, and they keep their lives moving right afterwards. Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake had a secret baby. Iggy Azalea popped up with a baby, and nobody even knew she was pregnant. So now it's not really a big deal, and I don't think people should be allowed to be all in your business because of social media. I'm so happy for my new baby, but I don't need to put my business out there for everyone to see. I thought it would be interesting to share with you guys because I feel like y'all are family too. Love you and can't wait to share pictures. Chandra from Weeki Wachee.
I get what she's trying to do, but when she pops up on the gram with a brand new baby and you ain't even got a boyfriend, you're going to be bombarded with nosy people. You're going to say, mind your business, and but it's going to be overwhelming.
Your pastor's going to be in your inbox. Like everybody if you don't know, everybody's going to ask questions. That's why we ask questions, because we have no idea.
Right.
So you pop up with a baby. I've seen people do this. Like, we knew your countdown. We had a shower for you.
Yes.
We were part of your process.
Very
we saw
sweet.
Your belly every day,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, like, there are people out there. I got a friend that I just saw post yesterday that she had a baby. I mean, I guess she had it a couple weeks ago, but
and
I didn't know.
No,
I had no idea she was pregnant. I seen her posting at the beach with her kid and everything else or whatever. But I did realize after I saw that baby that these was all top shots. Like these was all cornered up top shots, kind of like, you know, kind of.
It starts to make sense after you know. And you're
right.
Like, oh,
you're like,
okay.
That's why I haven't seen you in a full body shot
right.
in a year.
You just posted memes.
Or whatever. You know, or like insightful, like whatever. So is this a thing now? Because I remembered when ladies were proud of having a baby and wanting that, you know, sisterhood, like ladies giving you advice.
Maybe if your situation is right, but if you have to answer a ton of questions, that'll bring up way more stress.
Whose
on
is
you.
It? Is it Tyrone's? Nah, I ain't talked to Tyrone.
I ain't talked to Tyrone in forever, girl.
It's Jamal.
Jamal, he ain't even like that. We just play brothers.
It's Dave's.
Dave! You having a baby with Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
Dave got something, girl. You better make sure your baby.
Yeah, he got a baby coming.
Dave ain't got no job, though. You know, all right, let's see here. Joe is on the phone. Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, what's good?
Nothing, just going to work.
All right, I hear you. You going through this right now?
Yeah, it's like, for example, like, I got out of prison 2 years ago, and then I just started busting my ass working. I do roofing, so I get paid pretty decent to bring my back. But it's like me and my wife that I got with, we're getting married and everything like that. We find out we're having a baby, and she's about to have the baby anytime. She got the baby next week.
Aww.
But no one still knows. Only like immediate family, it's just like our parents, and that's it.
What? Why did y'all approach it that way? Where you didn't want to share it? Like, because I mean, some people look at it as like a big bundle of joy with the whole reveals, with this pink and blue smoke and all that stuff. And y'all ain't done none of that. Why?
It's because my wife's like, she's all old school. She's Mexican. And she's very old school. Like, you got to do marriage first. But
you got to do marriage first?
Yeah. And people look down upon that in the family because everybody's a little bit older.
Oh, okay.
And the reason why also, too, is, like, we were planning to buy a house. Now we got a house. We made sure it happened, everything. We saved up a lot. And now we're worrying about a baby.
Oh, so y'all probably ain't even put the house up online either. Y'all ain't gonna be like, you got a house and a baby? God,
yeah.
because we didn't want to stay where we were at. It was a little place, and I was like, no, this ain't going to happen. And then when Corona started happening, I made her quit her job. So it's a little harder, but it is what it is at this point.
I hear you.
But
I hear
that's
you.
The only reason why. And then plus, we usually the ones that help out everybody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, so you ain't missing much by not putting it out there. I hear you. I hear you. Okay.
Yeah, so it's like now we're just thinking about ourselves.
All right.
And you should be.
Well, congratulations on it, man. I know not many people have said that since they don't know. So congratulations. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Aw.
Thank you.
All right, man. All right, that's Joe right there. Let's see here. We got, I get it because my first was the baby daddy is married and I don't even know this woman.
Oh, God.
That was from CJ.
That's messy.
Oh, no. I get it because my first thought was that the baby daddy is married.
Oh, I thought they were saying.
I was like, woo.
Like, man, the 850 is busting this one.
We got a text. It says, my best friend just did this, and she said it was very refreshing not having people all in her business the whole time.
How many people are in your business? Why? How many questions are y'all answering? What? Like I answer people because I'm a radio dude, like a public guy, but right. I'm like, if I'm private. Seems rude.
People weren't really asking me a lot of questions. It was more of a congratulations. We're excited to see the progression of your belly and seeing the baby being born. It wasn't a ton of questions. But if you're in a scenario where you don't know who the daddy is and you don't know where you're living.
I think people don't know that,
but then
though.
Those questions
so
will
everybody,
come about.
You owe everybody the name of your daddy.
It could be one of those people. Like, we all follow those people that share way too much,
yes.
And they think that their page is like super important and that people are like really, really checking for it. You know those people. So this is somebody that probably posts 30 times a day and it's like, you know what? Now I'm not going to post at all. You know, I think it's one of those.
That's going to be a red flag, though, if I see something like that.
I mean, okay, I have a really good friend, my friend Shayna, who just had a baby. And when she hit me to tell me she was pregnant, and I didn't see anything online. And I knew she had a boyfriend, but I, you know, I didn't know who's, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know any of the specifics or anything like that. And
you're
I
just
didn't
happy
ask.
For her.
I didn't ask. I was just like, man, that's congratulations, you know, because I know she's a business owner. She's right. You know what I'm saying? She made a decision. She's
right.
Having a baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's your business.
Yeah,
like, I ain't ask any questions. Do an E-True Hollywood story on
it. But that's
like,
you. How many other nosy people?
Whose baby is it?
Right.
Well, is he happy?
Yeah.
Is it, like, who wants to do all of that?
We got a text.
Got a beautiful baby.
My sister wants to keep hers private also. She says she hates the attention with people touching her belly and all in her personal space with her mood swings. She just doesn't want to have to deal with people and trying to be respectful.
And that's
touch
your
belly.
Right.
People going to touch your belly anyway, though. They're going to see you and touch your belly, especially if they didn't know you were pregnant.
At the grocery
girl
store.
Oh my God, look at you. They're gonna reach right out and touch it.
Yeah.
Which I still don't think is kind of disrespectful. Everybody seems to
you
hate
think
that.
It is or not?
I don't think it. I mean, like, if I touch your shoulder when I talk to you,
yeah,
that's not an overstep.
I don't think
I mean, well,
so.
Maybe now with the Rona.
Why are you so
never
close
mind.
To me?
Yeah, never mind. Keep the touching to yourself. Never mind.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.